This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 29th, 2020. Here are the comments from the hits and takes section. The thing I like about JPX is that when one of their markets has an issue, they apologize for the inconvenience to investors. I appreciate their apology, even if it was the hardware's malfunctioning's fault. Bloomberg is reporting that two decades after Mad Cow, British beef is heading to the U.S. again. British beef is on the way to the U.S. for the first time in at least two decades, at a time when food remains a sticking point between the countries in post-Brexit trade talks. Economist Austin Goolsbee has a commentary in the Wall Street Journal titled, "Big Companies Are Starting to Swallow the World." The exuberant rebound of large companies while their small competitors struggle will require more vigilant government antitrust action than ever before, an economist says. The Finner Foundation awarded the 2020 Ketchum Prize to Michael Morris, a key architect of the ABLE Act, recognized for efforts to advance financial capability for people with disabilities. This year, the SEC has made a record 39 individual awards for its whistleblower program of approximately $175 million, more than any previous year. Brian Mehta, the Chief Marketing Officer of Trading Technologies, has a commentary on LinkedIn titled "Staying Creative" about how to keep your team creative during this time of COVID-19 when everyone is working from home. Three Points Communications is looking for a fintech intern in Chicago. Let them know if you know someone who's looking for a job like that. Also, IEX is looking for a systems reliability engineer, or DevOps, or WebOps, or SystemOps, as it's called. Here are some of the hits and takes comments from the JLN staff. From Tom Thompson: occurring on October 20th this year, the annual Chicago Conference on Futures and Derivatives, sponsored by Thompson Coburn and Exchange Analytics, is taking the form of a webinar featuring panels on regulation and enforcement. The event moderator is Mark Nagel. Additional panel information and registration are available. Reminder, FIA is holding its Legal Opinions Primer webinar on Tuesday, the 13th of October from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. BST. If you're an experienced user of FIA Legal Opinions, new to the world of FIA netting and other legal opinions for regulatory capital purposes, or just curious as to why FIA maintains a library of legal opinions, tune in to hear experts from Clifford Chance LLP and FIA explain the types of legal opinions that FIA maintains, their structure and purpose in the context of regulatory capital requirements. To register, go to FIA.org. This is the sixth year Wall Street Rides has held its event to raise money for autism research. Rides Far has raised over $1.5 million and has more than 35 corporate sponsors this year, including CBOE as a diamond sponsor. In this JLN video, CBOE Executive Vice President and Head of Markets Brian Harkins talked with me about how the event is different this year in response to COVID, the community of people who sponsor and take part in the ride, and how it benefits those on the autism spectrum. This year, the opening ceremony will be streamed live on Facebook and Twitter, and participants will ride individually wherever they are throughout the world. Matt Rabel has a podcast in today's JLN titled "Tim McCourt from the CME Group on Micro E-Mini Options." Go to johnlothiannews.com to hear it. Here are some additional stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The Financial Times is reporting, "Why Europeans No Longer Dream of America. It was once seen as a place of reinvention, but our attitudes to the U.S. are shifting from envy to compassion." In Franz Kafka's first novel, America, 1927, a teenage boy from Central Europe is sent to the U.S. in disgrace, having seduced the family maid. It later emerges that she, a giant, terrifying, Kafka-esque ogre, did the seducing. In New York Harbor, the boy is welcomed by a wealthy stranger, his uncle, who turns out to be a U.S. senator. The ship's captain offers congratulations. A shining career awaits you. The Wall Street Journal reported a YouTuber hangs out his own jingle with an auction website. Doug DeMuro has a strong following for his giddy videos about exotic and quirky cars. Cars and Bids, his new site, got off to a roaring start. Making the most important pitch of his career, Doug DeMuro stood in cargo shorts in front of a camera, unwavering in his giddy demeanor. He was about to unveil his new car auction website to his 3.7 million YouTube subscribers. The site would feature cars that I like the most, he said. Reuters is reporting most executives seek work-life balance after experiencing pandemic blues. Nearly 8 out of 10 corporate executives have experienced poor mental health during the coronavirus, prompting a number of them to reevaluate and improve work-life balance, a survey showed on Monday. Here are the top 3 most read stories from yesterday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday, by a large margin, was Trump embarrassed his country and himself, an opinion piece about the debate, of course, by Jonathan Bernstein of Bloomberg. Second was One Urex, welcome to our refreshed branding, Urex's introduction to their newly designed website and branding. Third was The Financial Times, how Davy the Day Trader stoked a bond market rally, about a dizzying rally in the bonds of Penn National Gaming. Here are your MarketsWiki stats of the day. The site has 189,121,320 pages viewed, with 24,436 pages on the site and 226,146 edits. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.